Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
I guess I'm feeling a bit sassy today, my friends. I look down and I have this post-it notepad that one of my friends gave me that says, "Watch out, world, I've got my sassy pants on today." Some people would argue I have that every day. So that's all right, because you do you and I will do me. That's the best way we can manage our lives. And it's so interesting, by the way, I am Heather and this is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And starting out with the whole sassy pants thing, I didn't intend this, but today we are talking about the BS, the BS of perfectionism. We're going to break up with perfectionism today, my friends, because it's not real. Spoiler alert, it's not real. And when I have my sassy pants on and people are thinking, wow, she's too loud or too bossy or too something, I think, well, what am I supposed to be? What else can I be but me? And me in whatever mood I happen to be in, which isn't always sassy, my friend, believe me. But we are sold this lie that if you want to be happy, that means your life is perfect. In every moment, your routines are perfect, your mindset is perfect, your body is perfect, your home, your job, your bank account, blah, blah, blah. If you're not there, well, you must be doing something wrong. Because if you look on social media, look, my life is perfect. Look over here. My life is perfect. Yours isn't perfect. That's your fault. I think that's a load of crap. And our relationship with perfectionism is not good. It's like this carrot that dangles in front of you and you can never, ever actually get to it, right? You can never reach it. It's not, I just feel like it's not something attainable, because perfection is subjective, right? Like I can think, so right now I'm drinking this smoothie. If you're watching the video, I'm drinking this purple smoothie. I think this smoothie is perfect. I told somebody the other day my recipe for my smoothie and they made this face like, ew, that's disgusting. There's nothing disgusting in it. In my opinion, it's perfect. In their opinion, not so perfect, right? And because it is subjective, it's also open to change all the time. If you think about the 60s, think about Marilyn Monroe. She was the ideal at the time. You know, I don't know if anybody called her perfect, but she was the ideal woman. By the way, she was in a size 2. If you see pictures of her, she was shaped curvy. And then we moved into the Twiggy era, where suddenly perfection is skinny. And it keeps moving. It keeps moving. The target keeps moving. So the point I want to make is break up with trying to meet some ideal of what you think perfect is, because your target just keeps moving, right? And breaking up with it is how you're going to be happy. Now, that's not going to mean that you're not going to keep changing things or wanting improvements, but it does mean that it's not your fault, right? Your worth isn't tied to whether you can meet this standard or catch up with this target, the moving target. You can't, it's hard enough to hit a target. A moving target, forget about it. So perfectionism is not your path to happiness. finding the way to have everything, all your ducks in a row, and your children are perfect. And I don't know if you ever watched that show, Pleasantville. And I can't even remember Pleasantville. But like, I remember, I think I watched part of the movie once. And I think they were it was basically a statement against having everything perfect because we're not built that way. But I just remember it wasn't a great place. And everything was black and white and kind of blah. There was no action. There was no experience, because if the experience is always the same and always perfect, like, that's boring. So perfectionism, when we think about it, is like, we have these super high standards, and we do end up tying our worth to whether we can meet some perfect goal that we've put out there. So why do we do that to ourselves? And if you think that your worth is tied to some elusive perfection, can I ask you the question? One, are you happy? And then I would ask you, how will you know when you get there? If it's a moving target, how will you know when you are perfect in every way? And I've talked about it before, but I always, like, whenever I think of perfect, I always remember I had this therapist. He was actually a hypnotherapist and therapist guy. For 2 years, I saw him, and he is amazing. And helped me through some, because my life was doing some things and I needed somebody to talk to. My life was doing some things. So one day we were talking about perfectionism, and he said, okay, so perfectionism, imagine a rose. We can all imagine what a rose looks like. And it reads, it's so perfect. It's like, smells perfect, and the shape is perfect, and it has reached the peak of its perfection. And then when it hits that peak of perfection, where does it have left to go? Nowhere. So it starts to die. It's like, whoa, what? That's why I avoid perfectionism. I'm like, I'll keep aiming high. Perfect is not my target. But if you think that you will be happy, finally be happy when you get it together, then this is your permission slip to stop, to not have it all together, to enjoy as much as you can, because some parts of it are crappy, I know, to be okay with the process of moving towards being happier, not taking perfect out of it. So we've talked about striving, we've talked about perfectionism, like I talk about all this stuff. So let's talk about perfect. Goodness gracious. So when I was in corporate, I was a CPA for 15 years, and I was a senior director of finance, and I was climbing up the ladder. And, you know, I actually, this was before I entered this space. I was doing all of the things that I thought was supposed to create a happy life, right? I had a career. I was on the promotion track. I was climbing the corporate ladder. I had my husband. I had my two cats. I had my big 5-bedroom house. I had a company car. I had stock options. I was like, yes, these are all the things. And yet I was constantly in a self-help aisle trying to figure out, okay, well, why aren't I very happy? Like, what's actually wrong? What's going wrong here? I'm not very healthy. How can I keep my job and stay healthy? Because I was working 12, 14 hours a day sitting at a desk, right? That's what accountants do. And, you know, I'm trying to pack in all my fun on the weekends, maybe if I can. So I had to get a housekeeper because I've got this giant house and I'm commuting all the time and I don't have time to take care of this or that or myself. And so I'm in the self-help aisle trying to find books to tell me how to get my life in order so that I can actually manage this perfect life that I have. Right? It's just like, when you say it out loud, it sounds a bit ridiculous, doesn't it? And I kind of had to stop. I felt like I couldn't slow down to figure out how to fix everything. And even when I started taking yoga when I was in corporate, because I'm like, yeah, this is good for stress. They say this is good for stress. You know, I started doing yoga 5 days a week, and it was power yoga because that's what super powerful, you know, independent superpower women who can do everything and have all their shit together. That's what they do. They go take power yoga. So I'm doing power yoga 5 days a week after sitting at desks for long hours. What do? I injure my shoulder, of course. Come on, Heather, seriously. And I also herniated a disc in my back because I had to go hard all the time. You can't slow down, I'll fall behind. I have to work harder at being perfect because obviously I'm not working hard enough if I'm not happy and I'm not perfect yet. And if I say no, they'll think that I'm not serious about being perfect. So I can't say no. I can't stop doing things. Are you crazy? If I stop doing things, then my world will fall apart. And, you know, if social media existed then, I don't think, no, Facebook was just about to be born. It wasn't born yet, believe it or not. There was a time before Facebook and Instagram. I know some of us don't know that life, but there was a time before social media. John Lennon just popped into my head. Imagine there's no heaven. Imagine there's no social media. Imagine that life. There's some of us who did live it. But if I was on social media back then, my life would have been perfect, right? I would have been influencer level perfection. I have the attractive husband. I have everything in order. I have a gym in my basement that I never get to use. And I have a gym membership that I never get to go to. I have a personal trainer who I keep having to reschedule because I have deadlines, because I have this great career. You know, it's like, come on, it stopped working because your capacity to sustain that is limited. Some of us think it'll go on forever, right? But our capacity to sustain that kind of life is limited. That's why you get sick on vacation, because that's when you pause and your body's like, holy crap, okay, we got some repair work. We got some cleaning up to do here. That's not to say that everybody's career looks like that. That was my experience of being in corporate because it did not align with me. And I was trying to check somebody else's boxes of what life should be, which is that moving target, right? I was saying, okay, this is what I need to do to have a happy life. Check, 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 check. Wow, that's not working for me. And you're so invested in it. I mean, I'm married. I've gone to university. I've done all the articling. I've done all the exams. I've done all the things. I'm a CPA. You know, it's like it's a big deal. You've invested a lot of time and energy into getting this designation. You just better be happy there, Missy. Well, yeah, I wasn't happy at all. I was not happy at all. I would daydream about owning my own little bookshop. You know, it was just like somewhere quiet, somewhere where I could sit around. I could get up when I felt like it. I could talk to people. I could read things. I could learn things. Hey, I still might have a bookshop. You know, I keep reinventing myself. Since the day I left corporate, I didn't realize I was breaking up with perfectionism. I just thought I was breaking up with being unhappy. It came later that I realized that it was perfectionism that I was breaking up with. One of the things I was breaking up with, because I also broke up with my husband. But yeah, it's I could reinvent myself again. I could become the funny little old lady in the eclectic bookshop with the cats, and who also teaches yoga in the back and knows the answers to life, the world, and most things. I wouldn't say everything, most things. So perfectionism stops working at some point because you can't sustain keeping up and striving, I'm already anti-hustle. So that hustle culture is keeps us moving in a direction that isn't necessarily ours, right? So I have more thoughts coming for you, my friend, but first we're going to pop off. I need to take a breath. I was getting very excited there. I'm going to take a breath. We're going to go on to a break. And while we're on the break, if you are feeling a little sassy or not, pop over and listen on your favorite platform and give us a 5-star review. I would appreciate that immensely because the more that I can share a different perspective, possibly with as many people as possible, the happier the world will become, right? I'm not shifting you to my happiness. I'm shifting you to your happiness. So pop on over, give us a 5-star review. This is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Because I am all about the path to a thriving life. I could even insert healthy, happy, healthy, whatever you want. Insert word you like the best. That's what I desire for you. And we are breaking up with happiness, or not happiness. What? Freudian. Someone edit that out. No, I'm kidding. My old podcast was called Back to Me. I never, ever edited it. And man, there's a lot of bloopers there. So if you like bloopers, go back to the old podcast, but don't leave this one. We are talking about what perfectionism costs you. Yes, perfectionism. And that moving target. I mean, I imagine it's like some kind of hell. You know, you're constantly trying to push this rock. Sisyphus is the name of that person. I remember it from when I talked about it in a previous episode. Trying to push your rock up the hill of perfectionism. You get to the top and guess what? It goes back down because they've changed their mind. They want something different now. Now it's something different to be perfect. If we all defined our own happiness that was uncoupled from being whatever the latest fad of perfect is, we would all be happy probably, or figuring out happy. And I don't mean every day, every moment of every day. I'm not happy every moment of every day, by the way, believe it or not. And I had a very interesting experience. This is a little bit off topic of perfectionism, but stay with me. Friday, I had an anxiety attack. Can you believe that? You would probably believe if you've only listened to the podcast or anything, if you haven't read the book yet, by the way, the book in an Amazon store near you. Illuminate Your Worth. Stop pretending you're okay. Start living like you mean it. And I don't know, I didn't hold these up. By the way, coming, look at these. I've got the companion journal that has all the questions in it with space for you to answer them. How cool is that? And then I've got this extra little book that I'm working on where you get to have a daily practice of recording how amazing you are. So those books will be up soon. I'm just working on getting the publishing just right before I send it. Perfect. I want it perfect. No, I want it to be able to be usable before I post it up for sale. But when we think about that perfectionism, like I had an anxiety attack on Friday and couldn't really, well, there's lots of factors that probably contribute to it that coalesced into a moment where on Friday, I had this feeling. I'm like, what is that? You know, when you haven't had something for years, like I used to have a lot, I had anxiety, believe it or not, like with 2020, COVID was probably the last time I felt this. I'm like, oh, I know what this is. This is anxiety. Wow. And if I let myself drop into and be carried away by that feeling, goodness gracious, that would have been, I would have felt terrible, right? I would have spent the whole day feeling terrible, just carried on this wave of anxiety. Instead, I went, okay, there's some anxiety and I can feel it in my body. That's where it lives. I'm like, there it is in my body. That's very interesting. I looked at my schedule. I was scheduled to speak on someone else's podcast. I said, okay, I need to reschedule that because I want to be able to be fully present for when I'm speaking with people. So I moved that and I went over to my friend's house who was recovering from surgery. So it was perfect. She was home and her dog was there. And we made plans for something like a project we're working on together. And I was talking to her. So it's so interesting, like being able to be with another human being and talk about emotions that are happening, it went away. I found a way to manage it. I found a way to not stuff it, to not ignore it, to not beat myself up about having it again. Like, I thought I was over this. Where is it coming from? Why do I have this? What's happening? And this is one of the first things that perfectionism costs you. So it wasn't really a side story. It is kind of a side story, but perfectionism costs, one of the things that it costs you is an emotional cost because of the self-criticism, because you're not perfect. Oh my God, I'm not perfect. You give yourself a hard time. You need the self-appreciation journal. You feel guilty because you're not perfect. You've done something wrong. It's your fault. It's my fault that I had an anxiety attack. Well, who knows? Like, there's so many factors that contribute to stuff like that. Hormones changing, medications changing, the planetary alignment happening, the weather, whatever I ate that day. Maybe I had too much matcha, which is not possible in my world. But this emotional cost, if I had let myself be in that, I know someone who told me that they have anxiety every single day because I was talking to them about this incident that I had. And I was like, well, let's find other ways to think about what's going on there. And what are some things that you can do for yourself instead of letting yourself stew in it, right? Because that constant self-criticism just feeds that emotional cost. It makes you feel like crap all the time, which is the opposite of happiness. If perfectionism is supposed to make you happy, I mean, really, you're not happy till you hit the goalpost? No, you're not supposed to hit it. You're supposed to go through it. Anyway, you're not happy till you hit the target? Why can't we be happy on the way to whatever we think happiness is? So that feeling of never being caught up, which was why I was always in the self-help aisle, you know, how can I be more efficient? How can I manage all this? Obviously, I just need to get work-life balance. That's why I used to give a regular keynote talk called "There's No Such Thing as Work-Life Balance," because I had tried. I'd done it all. You name it, I'd done it. And guess what? None of it really worked 100%. It didn't work for a little while, and then life just happens again. So one of your costs of being trying to be perfect all the time is emotional, because you're never caught up and you just give yourself a hard time because it's your fault. And the second thing that it costs you is your time and your energy. So you're always editing, you're over preparing, you're procrastinating because it's not right yet. Procrastibranding. I used to coach a lot of brand new coaches who, to be a coach, you need to go out and coach people, right? You need to go out and talk to people. And these were really good. They were very good coaches, but they didn't have the self-confidence. They thought they had to be perfect before they could go and coach someone. So they would distract themselves, spending all their time picking their brand colors and building their website so everything is perfect. I'm like, the branding is not going to help people find whatever they're looking for. Your branding is not going to help them. You coaching people is going to help them. So procrastination is just fear in disguise, my friend. It's just fear in disguise. It is you filling your time and using your energy to do things that feel productive, but they're not actually helping you move forward. Because if you think about it, nothing is ever perfect. It's like even these books. So yeah, I had to do a little bit of editing to make the cover and everything line up properly. Is it perfect? Nah, it depends who you ask. Oh, this cover's not right. This font isn't right. That thing's not right. The spaces are too big to write in. The spaces are too small to write in. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be good enough to be released into the world so I can stop spending my time and energy on it. And I'll spend my time and energy helping people by letting them, by having them use it. And when you think about perfectionism, your connections with other people are going to suffer as well, because you think that you can't let people see you as you are when you're messy, right? Part of the reason that my ex and I parted ways, in my opinion, this is my opinion, he might have a different opinion, is our inability to share with each other really the messy parts of what was going on for us. Because on the surface, we needed to be the perfect couple. And that feeds into when it's not on the surface, like if you're behind the scenes and it's just the two of you, can you drop out of being that perfect couple? What does that look like? And if this is you, like, don't give yourself a hard time, right? This isn't hard time. There's no hard time here. This is just some clarity, some, oh my goodness. And when you find that, then you're allowed to make some changes. You can't change something until you know something. You have to be aware of it, and then you can change it. So your intimacy suffers if you don't let people see you as your messy self. And your messy self is gorgeous, by the way. Your messy self is the best, the most interesting, the most engaging, the most glorious thing ever, the messy self. Which is why when I was feeling my anxiety on Friday, I went over to my friend's house. I'm like, I'm feeling this today. Can we talk? Can you just hang out with me for a little while and your dog? Roxy is her dog, and I am her godmom, and Roxy's the best dog ever. Just saying. So don't let all, and the last thing I'll say about that, because we do have to go on to a break, is the other thing that can suffer is your creativity and your joy, right? We're talking about happiness. So when you think things have to be perfect, you won't try something new because you won't know if you're any good at it. Oh my God, what if I look stupid? Well, you never would have learned to walk if you were worried about that. It's like little kids, oh, I can't stand up and learn to walk. I'm going to look stupid. Seriously, only grown-ups think that. So give yourself permission not to be perfect. Give yourself permission to be messy. Give yourself permission to feel the feels, to feel ridiculous, to give yourself permission without criticizing yourself not to have it perfect. And see how that's going to open up the world for you. I still have a couple more thoughts, friends. Don't go anywhere just yet. We still have more to say. But unless you haven't done your 5-star review yet, you could pop over. And if you're done that and you haven't bought the book yet, Amazon, check it out. If you've got Amazon Prime, it could arrive really, really fast. I am Heather, and it's called Illuminate Your Worth, same as the podcast. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Wow. Yeah, thriving. I think that we settle. At some point, when we hit that realization that we're not going to be perfect, we maybe just say, well, I suck. I guess I'll never be happy. And then we settle ourselves into unhappiness. And I'm saying that partly because I know someone who does that. Some of what I share with you are things that I have heard clients say to me. And my goal is always just to keep shining and shining and shining. And the intro and outro of the show, if you ever listen to it, about the too much. Yes, when I have my sassy pants on, for some people that is too much. But I'm going to shine anyway. And when we break up with perfectionism, that's when we let our identity shift from being perfect to something different, to being maybe more of you and less about what you think will gain approval Approval isn't happiness. Approval, I know, we think is safe, but approval changes. Approval is a whim, right? Approval now may not be approval later. So it's more powerful for you to be 100% with you and break up with perfectionism. That's so much more powerful. And accepting yourself at all times, whatever phase you're in, because that's the best acceptance. The outside acceptance can come and go. The self-acceptance will get you there. So perfectionism, it's not just a habit that we develop. It becomes almost like an identity to us, right? I remember this was a long time ago. I went to see this psychic and he told me, he said, I can't even remember how it came up. It was that long ago. And he gave me my, my session on a cassette tape. That's how long ago that was. He had a tape recorder. And he told me that I had an overinflated sense of duty, which when you translate that is overinflated perfectionism, because I had to be the one who held it all together. I don't drop balls. I am responsible. I will be the person that everyone can depend on at all times. That is my definition of perfect. Because if I do that, then I can never have criticism. I'll always be, of course, I couldn't sustain that. Are you kidding me? No, I couldn't sustain that. Being absolutely 100% everything to everyone at all times without fail and always doing it exactly correctly. That's not a thing. So perfectionism is not you. You are not, you don't have to define yourself as perfect, right? I used to describe myself as a procrastinating perfectionist, which they kind of are the same thing anyway, right? I was a perfectionist and I would procrastinate at doing everything because I needed it all to be perfect. So perfectionism is not you. It's you letting it run you. So you can say to, if you want to break up with perfectionism, you can say, it's not you. Well, it is you. Right? If you imagine perfectionism as this little person outside you, remember that it's not you, it's me conversation. You can say, well, it actually is you. And that's why I'm breaking up with you. Or you could say, if you are a perfectionist, you say, yeah, we had a great time together, but this relationship is costing me too much. Too much emotional baggage, too much time, too much energy, too much of my joy, too much of my other relationships. I have to have friends outside of you. We need to have relationships with other people, right? So you could just break up with perfectionism. Treat it like it's a bad Tinder date or something. Do you date on Tinder or do you just hook up? I don't know. I haven't done those things. So you can say to yourself, you can take vows to yourself, you know, I'm allowed to be a work in progress. I'm allowed to be in progress and happy at the same time. I mean, I'm constantly a work in progress. I'm constantly learning new things. I was just watching a video earlier that was blowing my mind and I could just feel my brain going, wah, 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 wah. Like I was learning something new. I'm like, wow, I'm improving again. Yahoo! I was happy and then I was happy. Pretty cool. You don't have to earn rest, my friend. That's another way to break up with perfectionism. You don't have to earn your rest. I can't rest until I'm perfect. I can't do this until I'm perfect. I can't give myself a break until I'm perfect. Rest isn't a reward. You know, it's interesting that we've turned rest into a reward for killing ourselves. Oh, I worked 60 hours this week. I deserve to have a rest. Jesus, You needed a rest way before that. And it wasn't as a reward. It's just because your body was built for work and rest, work and rest, work and rest. And this is something my husband, my current husband, taught me early on in our relationship, because he's really good at not being a perfectionist. When I met him, I mean, he has many traits that obviously I appreciate because we're in our 21st year together. But one of the things he said to me once, because I was still a perfectionist then, even though I'd left corporate, he said, "Have you ever heard of Gepo?" And I'm like, "Is that like a lizard or something?" Because it sounded like gecko. He said, "Good enough, press on." So done is better than perfect. If it's good enough, it's good enough. Perfect isn't a thing. And I, at the time, I thought it was a bit crazy. Like, I wasn't ready to let go of my perfectionism when we first got together. But he did help me little by little release it, because he loves being in the messy middle of life. And he's totally cool with it. He's not self-conscious about it at all. He's like, "Yeah, I'm this, whatever. Who cares?" Actually, my brother Sean is like that too. These men are hilarious. They can teach us so much if we pay attention to them, right? Everybody here is here to teach us something. So when you're breaking up with perfectionism, I want you to say, give yourself that, "I'm allowed to be a work in progress and be happy at the same time." Easy. Well, simple. And you don't have to earn rest. And done is way better than perfect. So if you want to connect to like this space while you're breaking up with being perfect, you can say, "I'm okay." So I'm okay right here, even as I grow, or some variation of that. I'm okay right here, even as I grow. Right? You don't have to reach some standard that you have that's, and who is that standard for? That's an interesting question, right? Who is that standard trying to impress? If, and I know that everybody's going to have a different story of how this came about, but our perfectionism and our need to find that acceptance from the people outside of us and what we think they're looking for came from somewhere. We didn't dream it up ourselves. Like I said, when you arrived on the planet, you weren't trying to, "I need to be exactly this. I need to be exactly 5'8" and whatever measurements are the latest and greatest measurements these days. And I need to be this and I need to be this. You came to the planet going, "Yahoo, let's party. Let's figure all this stuff out. Let's learn to crawl. Let's learn to where my mouth is." Remember, I can remember my little brother, like, he would have food all over. It's like, "Your mouth is right here, kid." it's the experience along the way that is the richness. And we cut ourselves off from that when we say, "I can't do it because I will look stupid when I do it." So be okay with where you are. Be okay with being not perfect, and be happy. Not in a toxic way, not in a 24/7 way. I mean, look, I just was dealing with anxiety the other day. It's not fun, but I did have a good laugh about it because I thought, this is ridiculous. Why? What am I anxious about? But it's learned. We learn these things, right? So when you're thinking about if you have a vision of what your perfect is, what the perfect thing is that you're reaching for, I want you to try and trace backwards if you can. Just give yourself some time. It doesn't have to be perfect. Where did that thing come from? Where did that target that you've created come from? And who is it for? Is it for the unseen them? They are going to judge me. Who are they? Everybody's going to judge every minute of every day. That's how we're built. That's how we navigate the world. I'm judging the distance between me and the bus. I'm judging how far I have to step down so I don't trip. I'm judging Wow, look at that person's shirt, even without even thinking consciously about it. Oh, those boots look like they're not very warm. That coat looks like it's really warm. That hat is interesting. We do it constantly. And I can tell sometimes when I'm looking at someone's like shoes, and I might be thinking, wow, those are interesting shoes. I like the pattern on them. And then if I glance up and see the person's face, they think I'm judging them. And I'm like, I'm just looking at your shoes, buddy. It's like, what are you so afraid of? Not everything is negative. I usually just look around going, oh, I like the pattern on that. Oh, that's really cool. I don't know that I like that color, but it works for her. Things like that. So where is your vision of perfect coming from? That's what I want you to think about. Where is it coming from? Who installed that software? Can you uninstall it? Can you break up with it? Can you say, our target now is happiness instead, and perfectionism and happy, A does not equal B, right? Perfectionism does not have equal happy. We're going to go on our last break. I know it's going on a bit of a sideline there. Daydreaming about things. So we're going to go on our last break. Have yourself a little daydream moment, my friend. This is Heather. We are on Illuminate. No, we are on the Aspired Choices Network. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
That, in case you missed it, Heather Stewart with an EW dot coach is where you can find me. There's a quiz there. There's a, what else is there? There's a whole bunch of stuff up there. And with the book, there's free resources as well. And I haven't mentioned this yet. If you want that person to talk to, like I went over to my friend's house and I also have my own coach. I think I have three coaches right now, all for different reasons, different things they're helping me on. But I give a free alignment activation calls, 1 hour with me, where we can unpack some of these things. Sometimes it's just easier to talk to someone else because they can draw out with the right questions what's going on. So 1 hour activation call with me. And at the end of the hour, usually you have had a massive realization. I've had pretty much everybody that I talk to has had some realization. And or as well, I can see things that I can reflect back to you. It's such a great deal. Come on, I'm serious. It's free. No pressure. Just go over to the website, click the contact me and see what that's all about. HeatherStewart.coach. Now we are talking about perfectionism. My website is not perfect. If you do break something, let me know so that I can go in and play with it some more. I built my own website and it's one of my little pleasures to go in and move things around and readjust things. It's the artist side of me. So let me ask you this. Do you even want perfectionism? Do you want perfectionism or do you just want relief? Do you want to stop like striving for perfectionism? Wouldn't that be like an exhale, like, oh yeah, that would be great. So think about this. If you didn't believe you had to be perfect, what would happy enough look like in your week? I mean, today is Wednesday, we're middle of the week, but there's no real beginning or end of the week anymore because Everything goes 7 days a week these days. So even from today, even if it's just in a day, you don't have to do it for a whole week if you don't want. If you didn't believe you had to be perfect, what would happy enough look like? Could you just like relax? Where are you still trying to impress people who don't even know your full name? Right? Where are you trying to impress people who are just passers-by? And what would you secretly love to do just for fun, without a purpose and without being perfect? What do you want to do just for the fun of it? Because those are all things that you can actually do. You can just choose it. Just choose. You don't have to do all of them. If you want to write down, you write yourself little love notes about what you would love to do. And what are you afraid of? Like, if you stop being perfect, what do you think is going to happen? Right? What's going to happen? This is one of my favorite questions to ask people. Don't let this scare you, by the way, if you do want to have a conversation with me. But one of the things that I'm always interested in asking people is, if you did change whatever it is that you think can't change, what do you think would happen? And let's play it out and see what happens. Let's play it out and see where it goes. And sometimes you're right. That wouldn't be what you want. But we are really good at imagining the worst thing's going to happen, or catastrophizing something that maybe isn't actually a catastrophe. So let's play it out. So a little, you can even do a micro breakup with perfectionism if you want. So you can do 80% of something and say, Gepo, good enough, press on, instead of 100% of something, right? So what would 80% look like? It's almost perfect, and then be happy with that. Share something with someone who's safe, that lets you be your messy self. I went over to my friend's house, said, I'm having an anxiety attack. Can I come over? Yeah, come on over. You know, this was someone who I knew that I could do that with. And let people see the unfinished you. The unfinished you is gorgeous, way more interesting than the perfect you. I'm way more interested in people who have a variety, and I'm fascinated by people and their lives and the parts of their lives that didn't go as they expected. I was speaking with a gentleman just before the show. I'm going to be on his podcast. It's called Life After 40, Philip. And I'll let you know when that comes out. But we were talking about the way to really connect with another human is to be human. All of the messy parts, all of the parts, and you are still a lovable person no matter what. Just because you drop a ball doesn't mean you're somehow a bad person. You are still worthy of love, and you are still safe. In my world, you are still an amazing human being. So breaking up with perfectionism is not about lowering your standards. It's about reclaiming your happiness from a relationship that's not serving you. That's what it's about. Happiness is not perfect. Happiness is honest, and it's aligned, and it's kind. Happiness is kindness for you, my friend. Happiness is not letting yourself be hard on yourself because you're not meeting some weird standard that came from somewhere outside of you, that the person who you're trying to impress probably doesn't even realize that that's what you're trying to do. So I will see you next week.
Thank
Be
you for
happy.
Tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today. and keep shining.